some of you guys noticed, I sent out, hopefully to most of you, a video, and it's a couple of minutes long, and it's great, and it's called 20 Seconds of Insane Courage, and whoever posted it spelled insane wrong. It wasn't me. I'm just saying the video was posted. And it's from the movie We Bought a Zoo. And in that sense, I always think of Cindy, you know, because her and Mike, you know, they run a farm out there, really, and they have the land to be able to do it and to kind of stretch out and all the responsibilities that go with that. And the whole purpose of the movie is to show you how this family survives with the concept of, you know, starting over and, you know, after the death of their mother. And, you know, it's just really a wonderful feel-good type of movie. So if you haven't seen We Bought a Zoo, you need to see it. The daughter makes a statement to the dad in the clip that I sent you guys, and she says to her dad, "I love that you're telling stories again." And, of course, you know, storytelling is what we talk about in our business all the time, the importance of stories, and a reminder that Steve Jobs said the most important person in the world is the storyteller. And that really nothing happens in life unless somebody opens their mouth and starts to tell the story. And, you know, the video itself shows a clip of the dad seeing their future mom for the very first time and how he said, you know, it takes 20 seconds of insane courage and bravery. And that if he can kind of get the gumption for 20 seconds of insane bravery and courage, that it could change your life. And I thought to myself, I thought that is so true, because there's been so many times in my life and probably in your lives where you think, man, what if I hadn't blank? What if I hadn't reached out? What if I hadn't talked? Sometimes you get a premonition. Sometimes you get a gut feel that, hey, I should do this. But because of our busy, chaotic lives, we just, you know, pass on that moment, and we never get that moment back. And so I want you to think back into your lives. Have you ever started a conversation with somebody in your life that changed your future as a result of starting that conversation, ever? I mean, it's easy for me to think back, because obviously I can think back to when I called Melinda to ask her out. And I was nervous about that, because we'd been friends for many, many, many years. And when I called to ask her out, she thought I meant just like that, as a friend. But in my mind, I'd reached the point in my life where I thought, okay, I'm going to change the direction of my life, and I'm going to go out and see if I can find somebody. And so I thought I'd call her up and ask her out. And so I remember when I said, hey, you want to go to lunch? She said, yeah, that'd be great. And I paused and I said, well, you know, kind of more than a lunch. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, because she kind of looked at me more like a brother type of person, I think, in her life. And I said, no, more like a date. And then there was this long pause. And so when I see this clip, it makes me think of that moment in time where, you know, if you just have some insane courage and bravery, it can change your...
And that was the best insane courage and bravery ever, honey.
And so I was just going to make that point, Moanne. I was going to say, you know, do you think that because I started that conversation that it changed our future, and it changed my future, and it changed Moanne's future? And so, you know, that's the importance of starting a conversation. I think of it from a business standpoint, though, guys. You know, what stops us on a daily basis from just making a simple phone call or starting a conversation? You know, obviously, there's some kind of fear involved when you reach out to somebody. But what if you could change your psyche a little bit to a more positive psyche? And what do I mean by that? I mean, what if you started thinking, and I think Cindy does this really successfully, where she thinks of how can I change this other person's life, not only from a financial standpoint, but especially from a health standpoint. How many times, guys, have we heard people on this call, you know, talk about firsthand, we've heard these people say that Limitless actually had a part somehow in saving their life from their perspective, saving their future because they didn't think they had much to live for. And so because Terry Staton took a moment and reached out to his best friend, you know, Gerald, who was in the hospital at the time, and said, Gerald, you need to try this. And Gerald will be the first one with tears in his eyes to tell you how this saved his life. Or I think of Liz, you know, with Sebastian. Or, you know, there's so many people, Cindy, I think of all these testimonials that we have, you know, from Sarah and from Russ about Susan and just, you know, all Ernie. And I think of all these great individuals that have really changed our lives because we took the time to make a quick phone call. So when I look at it that way, you know, from you can help change in the business people's perspective, both from a financial standpoint and a health standpoint. So let me share with you an example. Obviously, one of the biggest calls I made in my life was to a gentleman by the name of Randy Schrader. Some of you have had the opportunity to meet Randy. Some of you have had the opportunity to hear Randy. Randy is chaos in motion. That's, he's taken Pam's thought process and moved it into a whole nother realm because he moves quickly and he talks quickly. I've never heard anybody who talked as fast as Randy. You know, when you say fast talking, it usually is a negative, but in his case, he somehow has something in his brain that lets him think quickly and act quickly, and it's a talent and a trait that I always admire. I think Terry Staton has a little bit of that talent, for example, because he seems to be always having something on the tips of his fingers. So I remember when I went to call Randy to talk to him about the fact that I was going to look at another company called Rexall. And I remember that when I reached out to call him, that phone weighed like 1,000 pounds to me, and my hand was sweating. And in actuality, I said, you know, it felt the same way that when I was a young teenager who wanted to take, you know, a girl to the prom. It was the same nervousness. The phone felt like 1,000 pounds. And I was talking to my dad on the phone, and I remember telling him about this moment I'm having here. I'm a little nervous to ask this girl out. And he said, well, what's the very worst thing? Let's imagine. What's the very worst thing that could happen to you when you ask her? And the worst thing, I said, well, she could say no. And he said, yeah, but what's the worst thing? He said, you know, will the sun come up tomorrow morning if she says no? I said, yeah. And he said, well, will things just keep going? Will the world keep going on like it hasn't missed a beat? I said, yeah. And he said, so what's the worst thing? I said, I'd feel terrible. And then he said, well, you know, what's the best thing that could happen? And I said, well, the best thing that happened, she could say yes. And, you know, if you think about it from a business standpoint, we always get more no's than yeses. But I promise you guys, from my experience, that when you get that one yes, it like erases the last 100 no's. You don't remember those no's forever. You know, they're gone. They're in your past. But a yes, you know, you think about all the time, and you think about the people's lives you've been able to change as a result. You remember when I trained previously that, you know, most of us think on a scale of 1 to 10 about, you know, a 10 being great and a 1 being not so great. If you could evaluate people from a 1 to a 10, what do you think most people think of themselves as? And I mentioned that obviously 5 right in the middle would be average. And you'd think that most people kind of would consider themselves a 5. But I'm here to tell you that my experience, most people don't think of themselves as just average. I mean, I guess if we could evaluate, maybe we'd think that way, but I don't. In my experience, that's not the way it is. If 5 is average, most people think of themselves as a 7 or above. And I always talk about how that's why if we think somebody's a 6 or below and you think you're a 7, it's much easier to talk to people. It's just a crazy psychological thing. And yet, if you can break that psychological barrier and talk to people that are 8s, 9s, or 10s, it can change your life. And I thought Randy was an 11, you know, because he talked fast. He'd been a stockbroker in his previous life. And I knew that if I, you know, trying to get a word in with him would be tough just because I knew Randy. We didn't have a video to share at that moment in time. We didn't have a demonstrator plan that we could show somebody and explain how our compensation worked. And boy, I wish I had a demonstrator with Randy. But I can still hear him say when I call, "Campbell, I'm busy. This better be good. What's up?" You know, it's just the way he was. And I made that call anyway. And I figure because of that one call, my downline earned me probably an extra $1 million a year because of that one call, that one thing. Bad decision, right? No, obviously it wasn't. Now, maybe the call you make won't earn you an extra $1 million a year because of the downline that was created. But it could change your life dramatically financially, guys. And I mean, you know, in this day and age, as Cindy always likes to point out, you know, putting a full tank of gas in your car or being able to buy extra groceries or being able to, you know, have money that you could stash away for college for the kids or a new house or a new car can make a difference. And because we have the best compensation plan ever created, it's just a matter of going out and testing it. I'd like to think of it as testing the comp plan. Find out yourself if you go out and share it. Now, if you don't share it, what does that mean on that demonstrator? So maybe the call you make, it might be scary for you guys. You might be fearful, but it could change somebody's life dramatically from a health standpoint. Maybe you're nervous, but is that what's stopping you? And if it is, then it's stopping you from doing the business. So whether or not, you hit a home run or you strike out, it's all decided by whether or not you even decided to enter the game to begin with, to take a swing, whether or not you decide to even step up to plate and enter that game. And all the baseball metaphors aside, thank you guys for being on this call every morning, and thank you for joining our Limitless team and just playing in our game of life here. And so the challenge today, like in the video where the little girl says, "I like that you're telling stories again." You know what? Go tell stories again, guys. There's nothing to be afraid of there. Product stories. Share with somebody the product story. Share with someone your testimonial. Share with someone a business story. But have a great week as it's the last week of the month, guys. Finish your month strong. And that's all I want to say. So the challenge is, there's no specific challenge except to evaluate you from a business standpoint and go get them. And with that, have a great Wednesday. Thanks. But as